hammered out by centuries of hard work and argument. With the tools of mathematics in hand, you can understand the world in a deeper, sounder, and more meaningful way. All you need is a coach, or even just a book, to teach you the rules and some basic tactics. I will be your coach. I will show you how. For reasons of time, this is seldom what I actually say in the classroom. But in a book, there's room to stretch out a little more. I hope to back up the grand claims I just made by showing you that the problems we think about every day, problems of politics, of medicine, of commerce, of theology, are shot through with mathematics. Understanding this gives you access to insights accessible by no other means. Even if I did give my student the full inspirational speech, she might, if she is really sharp, remain unconvinced. "That sounds good, professor," she'll say, "but it's pretty abstract. You say that with mathematics at your disposal, you can get things right you'd otherwise get wrong. But what kind of things? Give me an actual example." And at that point, I would tell her the story of Abraham Wald and the missing bullet holes. Abraham Wald and the missing bullet holes. This story, like many World War II stories, starts with the Nazis hounding a Jew out of Europe and ends with the Nazis regretting it. Abraham Wald was born in 1902 in what was then the city of Klausenburg, in what was then the Austro-Hungarian Empire. By the time Wald was a teenager,